Not another Vietnam. The Iraqi government shows its true colors. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. With all we've heard about the massive technological advantage, superior training, advanced military planning, and all the rest that went into this war, the political nature of the war against Iraq has been obscured. Wars are, above all, political struggles taken to their highest degree of antagonism. As the United States waged its war on Vietnam, it reached an impasse. For all of its superior technology, carpet bombing, napalm, land assaults, and all the rest, the United States could not reverse the Vietnamese Revolution through war without using nuclear weapons. In other words, without annihilating the entire country. For every Vietnamese killed by the imperialists, two more would join the ranks of the revolution. And for every country annihilated through nuclear war, two more would rise up in revolution. This is what is meant by people's war. The war with Iraq now clearly illustrates the distinction between people's war and war for the benefit of bourgeois rulers. The Iraqi army, after invading Kuwait, was attempting to defend territory in which it did not have popular support. Its proletarian fighters were expected to fight and die for a cause which was of no benefit to them. The Iraqi government was attempting to fight an inter-imperialist war with the biggest imperialist of them all. By going toe-to-toe in the open instead of waging a protracted people's war on the ground using guerrilla tactics and taking advantage of popular support, the Iraqi government set itself up to lose big. Given all that, why should the working people of Iraq have fought and died in this war? Desertions and surrender by the tens of thousands were the Iraqi people's response to the greedy and foolish war brought upon them by their rulers. Every Iraqi who deserted should be considered a patriot and a hero. The Islamic Revolution with which the Iraqi leaders must now contend is just the beginning. None of this absolves the United States government of its complicity in and responsibility for the war, however. Various estimates put the total number of Iraqi civilian and military deaths at more than 100,000, with many more wounded. The U.S. government was more than willing to take advantage of the Ba'ath Party's stupidity and greed, to use the situation to extend its control over the Middle East, trampling over hundreds of thousands of innocent people and drowning their country in blood as it sank its claws into their land. The war was a good opportunity to clear out surplus munition stocks, test new weaponry, coerce allegiance out of corrupt regional governments, and gain advantage over rival imperialist powers through military conquest. In the process, the United States has furthered its image as an invincible superpower, the only one left in the world. But the lesson from this war is not the invincibility of the U.S. war machine. Rather, it shows the need for a realistic assessment of popular forces, the establishment of revolutionary goals, and the overall approach of people's war in the struggle against imperialism. The struggle for democratic reforms on the one hand, and the headlong open military attack on the other, have both failed to undermine the parasitic growth of world capitalism and its destruction of the lives of the world's people and environment. But the path of people's revolutionary war has emerged as the most advanced and successful means of waging this struggle yet, most significantly in China, Vietnam, and Peru. The clarity of this lesson, and the mass destruction delivered upon the people of Iraq and the Middle East by the U.S. war machine, must lead us to redouble our efforts to study and struggle if this system is ever going to be brought to justice and retired to the dustbin of history. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106-3576, or write to this station.